Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the Marion County Public Health Department nurse, Judy Van Holsen, about Infant Immunization Week.
National Infant Immunization Week, and that is the week of April 22nd till the 29th. So, Judy, first of all, just tell us a little bit, tell the Marion County listeners a little bit about National Infant Immunization Week.
The goal of immunization program in general is to decrease those vaccine-preventable illnesses through education, advocacy, and partnership. And, you know, vaccines are really one of the greatest success stories of public health in general. It protects not only the individual, it protects the family, and it protects the community in general.
So why is it important for infants especially to get their vaccinations now?
The very young and the very old are the folks that's the most susceptible to illness and diseases. And so as soon as kids are ready, 2, 4, 6, 12 months, 18 months, and 15 months, they need to get those vaccinations to protect them. And, you know, before they can get vaccinations even, the parents and the family need to be vaccinated to protect them against the illnesses that they haven't been vaccinated against.
What do you say to parents that believe that vaccinations are wrong?
Well, I give them my opinion, and I tell them that I respect their opinion. They're the boss of their family. You know, that's that. But, on the other hand, it puts my kids at risk. You know, even though my kids have been vaccinated, no vaccine is 100%. So the more people we have vaccinated, we surround ourselves with those people, we cocoon ourselves and our family and our community with vaccinated people, we're safe from all these illnesses in the past. I mean, you know, back in the 1950s, almost every kid had measles. And unfortunately, some of them died, you know, and it caused complications and all that. And now I'm sure there's a lot of doctors, especially in our area, that hasn't even seen a case of measles. So that's just one example of how it protects us.
What do you say to parents who possibly don't have insurance, don't know where to go to get vaccinations, but they'd want to do the best for their child?
They come see me because we can help them out. If you don't have insurance, if you have Medicaid, if you have insurance that doesn't cover vaccines, come see me. We'll get you all caught up. And at the very least, we can look you up in the state database and find out where your kid's at in their vaccination history and find out what they need.
So you talked about different ages of kids needing to get their vaccines, get their immunizations. So what are those ages again, and what are some of the important ones parents need to make sure they get their kids on time?
Kids need to come in at 2, 4, and 6 months, and basically they're going to get the same amount of vaccinations during those visits. They're going to get rotavirus, which is an oral vaccination. It protects against rotavirus, which is a diarrheal illness that used to kill a lot of kids. Not so much anymore. And they're going to get a DTaP, which is diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis. And they're going to get a hepatitis B, which is very important. That's a series of three. And they're going to get a Hib and a pneumonia shot. And some of these are combination shots. So they're going to get three shots in oral, 2, 4, and 6. Then 12 months, it's going to change up a little bit. And then they're going to come back at 15 months. They're probably going to get a DTaP and a Hib. And then at 18 months, they're going to get a hepatitis A, that second hepatitis A that will give them that really good protection. And then they'll be good until kindergarten.
One thing I was going to ask, too, is I know with my child, when they got immunization, sometimes the next day they were a little lethargic or sick. What do you tell parents about, you know, the side effects of some of these immunizations, especially days after they get them?
Everybody that comes in, we give them a vaccine information sheet for each individual vaccine, whether it's in a combination shot or not. And it talks about the side effects, what to look for, allergic reactions. And there's a difference between side effects and allergic reactions. The most common side effect of any medication that you get that's injectable is redness and swelling at the injection site. Now, there can be more than that, but an allergic reaction is totally different than a side effect. A side effect is, you know, maybe feeling lethargic, feeling achy muscles. An allergic reaction, you never want to see any redness, rashes, swelling above the shoulder area. That would be an indication something's not right, and you need to shoot back to the doctor or wherever you got that vaccination and find out what's going on.
Now, what can parents do, especially Marion County, if they want to find out more information about going to get their shots so they can get their kids up to date?
give us a holler, 828-2238, and we can look your child up, see where they're at in their vaccination history, and tell you what they need. If you have insurance that covers vaccinations, we're going to refer you back to the doctor who is the expert on the vaccinations that you're getting. If you don't have any insurance, or your insurance doesn't cover, or you have Title 19 or Medicaid, we can go ahead and give them here, or you can go to your doctor if you have Medicaid.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.